And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Man, solid conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. We got a ton of content for today's show. I gotta say, though, speaking of content, so we were just talking about the podcast right before we went on. Boomer, where are we at again? How many downloads?
78,200.
78,200. I think we just celebrated 75. It felt like a week ago. So that's cool.
Yeah, it's just racking them up. I don't know everybody's listening. I love it.
I don't know what big is, but that just feels big to me. I mean, that's just very cool. And still our biggest audience is California, right?
Yes.
Hello, California. We love you. All right, hang in there. It's gonna get better. Gavin Newsom can't live forever. All right, there's that. Hey, listen, lots of stuff. Speaking of that kind of stuff, if you want to go to our website, rightsideradio.org, there's a ton of stuff on there, all right? So we've got the op-eds that I write weekly, which get published in about a dozen newspapers around the state. Those are on there. My latest one is out right now. Live stream of the show, like the video of inside the studio. So in a little while, when Andrew Ford's here in the studio with me from ZLA Solutions, we'll be interviewing live. You can see the streaming on air. I even wore a nice shirt today, so I can look presentable as we. But yeah, that's all on there. One of the things we got going on too, by the way, is, you know, we have a call-in number. It's on the top of the page, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. It's at the top of the website page that I'm looking at. But the interesting thing is you can text that number now. So here's the deal. If you're listening to the show and you don't want to call in, and you're not driving, by the way, but you don't want to call in, you can text the show. We get the input from listeners all the time. You text the exact same number. The first time you text it, just tell us who you are and where you're from. You'd like text the word right side, RIGHTSIDE, all one word, right side. Text the word right side to 833-68-RIGHT. It'll send you back a message. Send us your name and like where you're from. All you got to do is say something like, you know, Frank from Madison or Jeff from Indiana or Paul from Athens or Steve from Hoover or Raven from Russellville or Lynn from Madison or Chappie from Madison. These are all the way, by the way, people who've been texting. You do that, and we'll be texting back and forth with you during the show. In fact, one of them just dropped in. Boomer, another one just dropped in. By the way, hello, Brandon from Athens. We're glad you're there. But that's real time for you right there, man. But, yeah, all that stuff's on the website. Check it out. It's just fun. It keeps the show kind of lively too. Tons of stuff in the news right now. I'm watching. You know, we got the two big screens up on the wall here right in front of me. It's been kind of solemn day, of course, in Great Britain. World leaders are canvassing upon London for the final day of the a farewell to Queen Elizabeth. That's been interesting to watch. And I actually watched a show last night. I was just about to go to bed when this thing came on that caught my attention. It was the life of Queen Elizabeth. Remarkable life, actually. And remarkable in terms of her perception of the public eye. It's never really waned. I mean, there have been days when she's probably more popular than others, but you think about it. How many public officials do you know who could stay in office for 4 years without some kind of scandal? And she was in office for 70 years without a scandal. I mean, that really is amazing. But world leaders right now are gathering to pay their respects. She has literally met with virtually every Western world leader in the last 70 years. I mean, multiple presidents. I want to say, I said 9 at one point, but I saw something else said 11 or 12 U.S. presidents. Apparently had a strong, you know, kind of a correspondence, like a pen pal relationship with Billy Graham. They met personally several times. It was fascinating to me to see that she and her husband, you know, when they met, they were both teenagers. And the husband, truthfully, had to even ask permission just to write to her. But Prince Philip, who became Prince Philip, actually had a pretty solid naval career in World War II, was decorated in World War II. And that's, by the way, that's not like he's a member of the royal family, treat him with kid's glove, give him a medal. No, it wasn't like that at all. It was well before he was in the royal family, and he was serving and serving well, topping his class at the Midshipman Academy. Anyway, all that to say, it's been quite a week. It's also been quite a week, though, because of what Biden said in his interview last night. So in a minute, I'm going to start unpacking this. But you gotta know that his staff was scrambling, man. I mean, like, good Lord. Could he please say one more thing that is not what we've been saying all along on his behalf? Well, it was that kind of night. But it was not just words. Because like I said a while ago, words mean something when the president says them. I mean, words mean something in general. But when the guy who is the head of the free world, allegedly, starts saying them, they become policy. They become points of interest. They become arguing points. They become political things. I mean, it went deep. We're gonna talk about some of that when I get back. The first section of the Triple Dipper. Come on in, boys. The water's fine. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.